This is Global Non-Commissioned Apostles Trinity Church in Omaha, Nebraska. We are a new apostolic wineskin with we are a local church, a congregation with or without a sanctuary. We are a community of home churches. We are an association of churches. Hallelujah. Praise God. And this podcast is the revelation of how we do church. Hallelujah. And if you want more information, please visit ElvisIverson.com. This is a ministry of Supplication House Ministries. And please support this work. Hallelujah. We are planting these apostolic works all over the earth. Amen. Hallelujah. We believe in apostles, prophets. We believe in the home church. Hallelujah. Amen. We believe in signs and wonders. We believe in the priesthood of the believer. And we believe in the Reformed Grace Message. Hallelujah. Praise God. And Iverson Eschatology. Hallelujah. If you want to be blessed, we have our meetings on Sunday at 4 p.m. Hallelujah. You can contact us for our address and contact at ElvisIverson.com if you're coming. Hallelujah. Praise God. And, you know, please don't say you're coming and do not show up. Hey, we are here to do business, okay? We're raising people up in their fivefold ministry gifts, raising up in their gifts and callings. We have been doing this for a short number of years. Hallelujah. We come together to pray apostolic prayers and worship the Lord and hear teachings and fellowship. Hallelujah. And so those that are called to become part of us, every fivefold minister that's called to become a part of us, or any church or organization that wants to join us and come in fellowship with this banner, they have to go through this podcast, okay? We're not looking for people that are, say, hey, I want to join this. No, we are an association of churches. We are an apostolic ministration. Hallelujah. And so you must have the revelation how we do church to be a part of us. And then after a period of time, hallelujah, amen, we do accept a few churches to join our organization. It's called Apostolic Adoption. Hallelujah. Amen. Right now, we are going to the nations. We are focusing more on missionary work. Hallelujah. Amen. I am going to several nations around the world in 18 areas. And the theme is called The Golden Door of Fire and Signs and Wonders. We have a YouTube channel, Global Anarchy. You find that. Also, I personally have a YouTube channel called Apostle Iverson. Hallelujah. And then Elvis Iverson. On Elvis Iverson, we have a playlist called The Golden Door of Fire and Signs and Wonders. Amen. The Golden Door of Fire and Signs and Wonders. And that is based on those messages where I'm going around the world. Hallelujah. And you can go in there. Amen. Please support this ministry and plant a seed. Hallelujah. Amen. By making your checks payable to Supplication National Ministries and the memo rate donation and mail it to Supplication National Ministries, P.O. Box 8132, Omaha, Nebraska, 68108. And please visit our website at ElvisIverson.com because we are also foreshadowed by Supplication National Ministries. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Thank you for listening and hope you enjoy. And also visit my other podcasts, 72 Nations Conference Call Podcast, which happens the second Friday of every month. Hallelujah. At 9 p.m. Central Time. Hallelujah. You can listen in. You can join and enjoy it. Call in. And also we have Elvis Iverson podcast. Also Seven Thunders Prophetic Podcast. Amen. Hallelujah. Seven Thunders. You can find that more information at ElvisIverson.com. Amen. Well, enjoy this message. Thank you. Amen. This is Global Anarchy Podcast. The purpose of this podcast is to share how we do church. This is an extended ministry of Supplication National Ministries. Our website is ElvisIverson.com, and I am Elvis Iverson. Today, we're talking about my personal experiences, hallelujah. I'm going to share some personal experiences with you, hallelujah. Well, hallelujah. Amen. Well, when I was, amen, I'm 10 years old, hallelujah, amen. See, I was already drawn to the church. I always had a belief in the Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. But I truly believe. It was not just a belief. It was a truly belief. It was not just head knowledge. Hallelujah. And I remember, amen, hallelujah, when I was 10 years old, Christ found me. I called upon, I prayed this prayer, hallelujah. This is in my bedroom, amen, outside the church. Hallelujah. Christ found me. And, amen, I called upon him and I said, I will serve you all the days of your life. Save me, Lord Jesus. Amen. And I will serve you all the days of life. And also the Holy Spirit came in. I was speaking in tongues. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. When I was 14 and I was walking home, I heard his voice. Still outside the church. I only went to a traditional church. And they really didn't talk much. And just went to Sunday school. And I really loved Sunday school. I remember telling them, hey, when are you going to study the... do we have any teachers on the book of Acts or Revelation? It says our denomination doesn't have any little teachers. That was the Holy Ghost speaking through me. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. But when I was 14, I was walking home from school and I heard the voice of Jesus Christ. It's Lord Jesus Christ. It says, minister my word, minister my, minister my word. One is to minister word revelation, apostolic revelation. Another one, prophetic revelation. Another third is to minister signs and wonders. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. When I was 16, I began to obey this call. I began to share the word of God. I began to lead people to Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. A couple years later, amen, when I was 19 years old, Jesus Christ appeared to me. Yes, Jesus Christ appeared to me. And he asked me how many members I want. Hallelujah. That was an open question. Hallelujah. Amen. You know, the next day I had a vision that I was planting churches all over the earth. That at first I will establish a model of church, and then I will take that model to the world. Hallelujah, amen. Glory to God. And so Jesus appeared to me, laid his hands on me, and he gave me a vision for my life, vision for my church, vision for the church, vision, amen, hallelujah, for my ministry, amen, vision for the body of Christ. And he laid his hands and said, I put my power in you. From that day forward, I started flowing word revelation, prophetic revelation, and signs and wonders. Hallelujah, amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And I started my ministry early. I had a ministry. I started my ministry early. Hallelujah, amen. Praise God. And I started having visions of angels. Amen. And I would see Jesus like almost every day. What? Third heaven, third room encounters. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah, praise the Lord, hallelujah. And then when I was in I went to Bible College, hallelujah, praise God. And it was cemetery, whatever. But anyways, I went to a period of, after that, I ministered on the many reservations. I ministered on the reservations, hallelujah, amen, hallelujah, hallelujah. Amen. I was a minister in a Pentecostal denomination for 7 years. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And until God called me out and he said, hey, you need to establish your own apostolic works in the earth.
What?
Yes. Hallelujah. And it was confirmed. Hallelujah. By three people, and therefore I moved on. Hallelujah. Amen. It was time to go forward. Hallelujah. We just had a different vision. Amen. I was glad. I enjoyed the time that I was part of that denomination. And I would preach and pray and hallelujah, glory to God, and but God called me on, hallelujah, amen. And so then God led me into home church Christianity, amen. The church started when we returned to the home, and he began to start giving me the revelation of the church. Amen. And actually, he started giving me the revelation of the church way back before I was 10 years old. Amen. When I went to the Assemblies of God and the Church of Nazarene, hallelujah. Amen. Even before I was a member and a minister of the Church of God in Christ, hallelujah. Kojic, hallelujah. Praise God. I was only the white minister, probably the only white minister in that denomination, hallelujah. But the thing is, I learned certain things about perseverance, about prayer, hallelujah, and living for God, hallelujah, amen. Hallelujah. We do not give up, hallelujah, praise God, hallelujah, amen, and passion for missions and evangelism, hallelujah, praise the Lord, hallelujah, amen. I love those people, hallelujah, praise the Lord. And, but you know, I went in a period of time, season of going into visiting heaven, and hallelujah. And then eventually the Lord led me in to start planting home churches, hallelujah. And then God gave me the vision, amen, of planting many churches, hallelujah. And the Lord gave me a vision of Open Door, and I started writing articles and posting them. And it became an internet publisher, hallelujah. And people start reading my articles from all over the earth, hallelujah, amen. Hallelujah. More than 5,000 people read my articles, like almost every day, hallelujah. Amen, hallelujah. Many sick people were being healed. I mentored many people, hallelujah. Praise God, hallelujah. And people heard about me all over, hallelujah. I had MP3s on the internet, eventually doing CCAST videos, which are on YouTube and podcasts, hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And then God called me to Omaha, Nebraska. Hallelujah. And Omaha, the time in Omaha, Nebraska, amen, hallelujah, which is now coming to an end, hallelujah. Amen. God gave me the full revelation of revival and the revelation of how do we do church, hallelujah. And the revelation, hallelujah. Hallelujah. The revelation. Apostolic revelation, hallelujah. Praise God. I wrote many articles. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Amen. And God brought a good friend named Marty. Amen. The warrior of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And we rode and rode and rode. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Till there was no more roads to ride on. Hallelujah. Therefore, we started making our old roads. And that's where God has brought us to now. Hallelujah. The Lord began, you know, now I'm in a period of time that I go to heaven every day. God has awakened my conscience to my conscience in heaven. Hallelujah. See, you're seated in Christ in a heavenly place and in more than one place. Hallelujah. And hallelujah. Praise God. And they you know, the great cloud of witnesses, they're in heaven, they come up and talk to me. And sometimes the Holy Ghost awakens my conscience here, to my conscience in heaven, and they're talking to me. That's it. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. And you know, and I teleported. Amen. I teleported. I was in Orlando, Florida. I teleported a block away. And then I've been translating. I translated to many nations. Simply, I visit this one home church all the time in China. Hallelujah. Praying for the sick. Hallelujah. And I have many angelical interventions. And God has led me in the path of Enoch. Hallelujah, amen. I have met Enoch, hallelujah. I met two old people way up in the head of the cave in India. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, praise the Lord, hallelujah. I met John the Apostle, hallelujah. Amen, he's in Turkey. I met this guy named Noah that survived the Holocaust. He was an orphan and Enoch rescued him, planted a family, so he didn't die in the Holocaust, hallelujah. I met this guy named, this African in Africa that has been alive since David Livingstone, hallelujah. He walks to Africa, pleading the blood of Jesus Christ and speaking in tongues, hallelujah. Praise God, hallelujah. Glory to God, hallelujah. And others, I meet other people that had the prolonged life, they get the prolonged life. Hallelujah. 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 You know, one thing is we've been having open visions now. Look, I've been doing these sea cats videos, and the last couple years, angels will be pure. And one time we were baptizing our friend Marty Warrior, and an angel came across. An angel came across, hallelujah. And he has seen angels in his life, hallelujah. Angels have walked across his, he's be praying, and all of a sudden an angel walks across the window, hallelujah, in his kitchen, and he'd be praying, and he'll go, what? Hallelujah. Angel, hallelujah, praise God. And amen, hallelujah. 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 And then I went to the Philippines, hallelujah. The golden door of fire and signs and wonders. It started. This is a 12-year theme that we have gone into, and I went to Philippines. And the meetings were just overpacked. Bishops and pastors and a lot of youth, a lot of people from many churches. Every sick person was healed. The youth had epiphany, all together epiphany, and then they just started following me everywhere. And then on the first night, a huge number of the people in the meeting stood up together and started speaking in tongues, and most of them had never spoken in tongues before. And it was a war in tongue. It was a war in tongue. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And God has given the last night, before the last night, this angel appeared while I was preaching on the stage. Open vision. And this is one of the signs God has given in my ministry. Amen. That angels appear. It started with doing the videos. Amen. Hallelujah. The Sea Cats videos on YouTube. Hallelujah. Praise God. And now it's manifested in my meetings. So I have favor in that region and several regions around it. In the Philippines, hallelujah. Hallelujah. God called me the theme, the next 12-year theme, amen, Elvis Island World Tour, the Golden Door of Fire and Signs and Wonders. The Golden Door of Fire and Wonders. This is a 12-year theme, and it's to begin in the Philippines, hallelujah. Amen. And I believe that, you know, God is, you know, I'm the first person that God gave the revelation of many revivals at a time. People believe that there could be no revival, one revival, and that's it. No, there's going to be many revivals. And God has given me the modern day theology of revival. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. And I really believe that I saw a fire. I saw a fire in the Philippines. And I believe this is coming up, amen, in October. And this fire comes out. It covers all of the Asian nations. Then it's the same fire. It just goes in different directions. And then the fire goes to India, the Middle East, the European nations. And then the fire goes up to America, Hawaii and America. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. The fire goes, amen. Hallelujah. To South America, Mexico, South America. Amen. Amen. In Mexico, Central America, hallelujah. Fire goes down, Australia, New Zealand, hallelujah. Praise God, hallelujah. And I believe that this is going to happen, hallelujah. Praise the Lord, hallelujah. See, the Lord has given me the revelation of the many revivals. This, and God has given me the Feast of Thurs and the new upstart wineskins. We are in the third reformation, hallelujah, amen. Amen, hallelujah. The third reformation, hallelujah. And then the teaching, the unfolding, the deep prophetic, amen. The path of Enoch, the unfolding, the unfolding presence of God and the unfolding power of God. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. Hallelujah. You know, I had this man contact me, a father of this boy that was going to die. I said, I'll pray. And I prayed a couple of hours every day for 3 days, and I got a call back. It's a miracle. And he's healed. And he's healed. And this guy was from India. And he contacted me. Hallelujah. Amen. I've prophesied for years, and all I have a higher degree of accuracy than most people. Hallelujah. But now I move more in the apostolic, move more in the signs and wonders. Hallelujah. God has given me the revival anointing. Hallelujah. Amen. The revival anointing. Hallelujah. Again, I want to tell you that I go to heaven almost every day. The Lord gave me this rod, this staff called the decoration rod. Amen. Hallelujah. I bought this walking stick at a Renaissance festival in Minneapolis, Minnesota, And then we dedicated me and the Marty, another Marty, Marty Reese and Tim Sniff. And we dedicated, and then I was praying. I was using it for decorations. Declare, decree, and release decoration. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. And I was releasing it, and then I came, and I'll pray. And I had this vision. I was in heaven. And this guy who's named after the seventh angel comes up. And I knew him on earth as this man named Rodney Vogers, who was a pillar in our ministry. And he came up, he's a prophet. He comes up and he's an apostolic prophet. And touched this rod, and all of a sudden there's an impartation. Now every time I touch that rod, and there's an angel that holds that rod, it's the decoration rod. All of a sudden, I flow in visions quickly. I start having angelical encounters. They're having throne encounters. I start translating right away, and the presence comes over me. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. And so, praise God. Amen. And hallelujah. Well, this is just the beginning, hallelujah, amen. This is just the beginning, my friends. More to come. We got more to come, hallelujah. We got more to come, hallelujah, man. This is just the beginning, and I want to give you some of what has happened. Some of what happened, hallelujah. We got more that's coming, hallelujah. We got more that's coming, hallelujah. Praise God. This is just the beginning, hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. 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 Amen. Well, let me pray for you right now. Father God, I pray for everyone who's listening to this. It will be influenced by the ministry of the church of the world. I pray outpouring of many births, outpouring of many miracles. Prophecy, visions, and dreams. The gifts and bliss gifts of God. Amen. The path of Enoch, the deep prophetic of God. The unfolding presence of God, the unfolding power of God. Release the revival on the honor of God. Revival birth. Release many revivals right now. God, I pray outpouring of home churches of God. I'll pour a new officer of wineskin home churches. I'll pour a new officer of wineskins of God. I'll pour a new officer of wineskin churches. Raise up apostles, prophets, and all of them. Raise up a mighty company of priests and kings in Jesus' name. Establish the thesis of the third reverend. Establish the apostolic revelation of Elvis Iverson. Establish, oh God, Lord. Amen. The thesis of the third reformation. Bring the church to the third reformation. Bring us into many harvests, God, and bring for many revivals. Let the many revivals come in Jesus' name. Amen. I pray for a profound touch of God upon each and every one listening. Right now you've been healed. There's breakthrough. There's revelation coming in your life. Hallelujah. Amen. Thank you for listening to this message. Hallelujah. Please visit ElvisIverson.com and become a part of this move of God. Amen.